Time waits for no one. Error 2. When the music changes, so must your dance. Elaine Welteroth. The change was clear. The smell of the drugs stormed through my entire neighborhood. It filled the air, the parks that had slowly become my home away from home. I could smell it on every street corner. See, crack cocaine affected even non-users. A lady started to come from the CLSC, sometimes to take me, my brother, and sister to the park and to our swimming lessons at the DeSenior Public Bath, our community pool. She was nice, especially because she always had snacks and those baby juices that came in little glass bottles. We'd play for a while, and then she would bring us back home. Mom said it was so that she could have some time to do what she needed to do with the baby, and also to clean the house without being distracted. But that didn't make much sense, because when we came home, the house was still messy, there were people over, and the baby hadn't been changed. Despite being only about 6, I could clearly remember that I started seeing less and less of my father. His presence slowly began to dissipate and fade from my memories during that time. One day, we were heading back from Ralph the Butcher's with my mom. We made a pit stop at Auntie Bonnie and Uncle Pierce's place because my daddy was there. I was on my way up the second flight of stairs when I noticed she dropped her grocery bags on the floor and the meat and veggies were falling out. I began to pick them up. She knocked on his door with haste. As my uncle opens the door, he inhales. He knows his cousin. Mom starts yelling at Uncle Pierce. You tell him to come to the fucking door. Why you let him in your house, eh? Huh? You're my family. Uncle Pierce was trying to calm her down, saying, Sybil, come on, don't do this. Of course, my father heard her cursing, so he came and made his way to the door. She hawked and spat right in his face. All of a sudden, I saw him try to leap over my Uncle Pierce's shoulder, screaming, you dirty bitch! But my uncle caught him in midair, pulling him back, saying, Dred, I'm sorry, but that's my cousin, and you can't be doing that. I stopped picking things up. I was sucking my thumb and twisting my hair to soothe myself, I guess. And my mom was crying. My dad and uncle were all screaming and yelling.